Is success a confirmation of God's blessing? Not necessarily. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I've seen men and women be a stellar success in man's economy, but an absolute failure in God's economy. Let me explain. Material success is often viewed as God's endorsement of our actions. Now, before I sound pious, this applies to businesses and ministries alike. To avoid deceiving ourselves about our success in man's economy, we need to consider two criteria. First, our actions must be in accordance with God's written word. Some decisions can be eliminated on the basis of direct contradiction to the Bible. Second, the Christian life is not a set of rules that can be obeyed to the letter of the law to justify all our actions. We have to consider the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We're held to a higher standard. Listening to the Holy Spirit keeps our motives pure, enabling us to do the right thing, especially when we come under pressure. We should never defile our consciences by doing anything that involves harming or hurting other people on our journey to become successful. Operating a profitable casino is not in accordance with God's word. We should not accept a situation in which so many people must lose money in order that we might gain it. It's far better to be faithful in God's economy than seeking success in man's economy. So be careful not to be deceived. Man can rationalize any behavior, and Satan is happy to see it happen. We're held to a higher standard. Now, our budget coaching program can put you on the road to financial freedom. We help singles or couples who want to get rid of financial pain without shame or embarrassment. It's available when you're ready for change. Simply go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. That's crown.org.